What's up, loves? This is Love or Obsession. I'm your host, Queen. Welcome and welcome back, guys. This is episode 64 for Love or Obsession, but episode 1 on the YouTube. Because, guys, I'm doing something new now. I'm going to start uploading Love or Obsession to YouTube. YouTube be good to me. And I got my handy dandy notebook. All my day one listeners out there, y'all be hearing all that page turning in the background. So don't be acting like it's something new, okay? So let's get into the story. Let's get down to business. Okay, so today, now guys, the story we're talking about today is such an emotionally controversial story that just has injustice written all over it, in my opinion. You know, I'm telling this story because Tamala's story needs to be told. And last week, I told the story of Kendrick Johnson. And I believe that Tamala and Kendrick's stories are similar, with the mysteriousness surrounding their deaths, the huge question mark within it, and unsatisfactory answers, you know, and that the investigation concluded, because then it was two autopsies and they both was unsatisfactory to the friends and family of the victims. Now, on November 4th, 2018, Tamala Horsford was discovered dead in the backyard of a home in Cumming, Georgia. Tamala had been attending an adult slumber party with football moms. She was a wife and mother of five. What I didn't like about this story was how the attendees put emphasis on how much Tamala was drinking. Like, that's the direction that investigators automatically went in. Like, first of all, if I can't come to your party and, you know, drink and let loose, especially a slumber party where I'm sleeping over and I don't have to worry about driving home or how I'm going to get home intoxicated and things like that. If I can't come to the party and let loose like that, I'm not coming to the party, because who the fuck wants to go to a party where everybody just sitting around watching you indulge in alcohol or party favors, you know? So let me see, watching your intake, you know. So the first investigation determined that Tamala's death was accidental. It was an accidental fall due to intoxication. The second investigation was accidental fall due to intoxication. But I feel like that was based around everyone saying and talking about how much Tamala was drinking. But with that second autopsy, that came with a bunch of bruises and puncture wounds that wasn't mentioned in the first one. Now, Tamala Horsford arrived to this slumber party at 10 p.m. on November 3rd, 2018, in Cumming, Georgia, as I stated. The group of ladies drank, they played games and watched football. It was supposed to be like a ladies' night, but three men were in attendance, with one of the men being the boyfriend of the homeowners, and the other two guys were his friends, According to witnesses, Tamala got up around 2 a.m. to smoke a cigarette on the back porch, which was like an elevated balcony. The next morning at 7:30 a.m., the homeowner's aunt found Tamala laying face down, motionless, under the porch, like underneath the balcony, underneath the balcony she was smoking on around 2 a.m. when another witness saw her. YouTube be good to me, guys. I'm kind of nervous. On a date, it's my first time, kind of nervous. No, let me stop. Because I'm steady mentoring YouTube, guys, to all my podcast listeners out there. I mentioned before, I am uploading a video for YouTube now, so y'all gonna have to share me, but that's okay, because I can divide my time. And it's all in one setting. So 911 wasn't called until around 8:59 a.m. The call was placed by the homeowner's boyfriend. He described Tamala on the call as lying face down and not breathing. Jose Barrera was the boyfriend's name. He tried to insinuate suicide, if you ask me, by bringing attention to small cuts on Tamala's wrist, suggesting those cuts were self-inflicted. A woman's voice could be heard on the call in the background saying Tamala may have fallen from the balcony. The police arrived around 9:07 a.m. And y'all see how the aunt found Tamala at 7:30 a.m., but no one called for help until 8:59 a.m.? Very sus. Very suspicious indeed. Sus, sus, sus. The initial autopsy ordered by the Forsyth Sheriff's Office discovered multiple blunt force injuries and a high blood alcohol level. Officials speculated that being intoxicated caused her to fall from the porch and that the blunt force injuries was the result of that 14-foot fall. Tamala's family and friends wasn't satisfied. They wanted a second opinion. And that second independent autopsy was then carried out by the GBI, the Georgia Bureau of Investigation. According to the GBI report, Tamala sustained severe injuries to her neck, head, and torso. Cuts were discovered on her face, wrists, and hands, and also on her lower legs, as well as lacerations on the right ventricle of her heart. The toxicology screening showed a blood alcohol level of 0.238 and traces of THC and alprazolam. I always get caught up on saying that word, you guys. Alprazolam. I know I'm saying it wrong because I even went to Google and listened on how you pronounce it. And every time I hear it, I'll be like, okay, cool, I can say that. But then when I read it, I'll be like, alprazolam. But alprazolam, and that is an anxiety drug. Foul play was always suspected in this case, in my opinion also, but I'm not a professional, you guys. And I know sometimes our emotions can get high and we can't accept certain things for what they are, but it's definitely foul play in this story. I don't care what nobody say. But like I said, it's just my opinion and I'm not a professional. That's why we tell stories like these, to bring awareness to the injustice that goes around, because if it happened to Tamala, it can happen to any of us, okay? So Tamala's case was officially closed on February 20th, 2019, ruled an accidental death. In the wake of the George Floyd protests, the Horsford family attorney had suggested that due to conflicts of accounts and details, they had grounds to look into Tamala's death as a homicide. Some things that suggested homicide was a potential suspect had touched or moved Tamala's body, and no questions was brought up. And this was before police had arrived. The scene was not preserved. Tamala's injuries were consistent with those of a physical struggle. And I'm not sure if that wounds being consistent with signs of a physical struggle is also the same as defensive wounds. I'm not sure. But that's what that shows signs of, that maybe she was like tussling or in a struggle with someone or something. So June 12, 2020, the GBI, Georgia Bureau of Investigation, reopened the investigation into Tamala's death. But on July 28, 2021, the GBI concluded that the reinvestigation was similar to the initial investigation. There was no new findings, and they decided not to pursue any criminal charges. So I'm guessing, you know, nothing new came up. If anything bogus happened, the only way we'll get answers is if someone opens up their mouth and talk. You know, they saying, if two people do a crime, the only way one could keep secret is if one did, you know. If they was all in on it, like all the attendees of this sleepover, and it was like a conspiracy thing, somebody's gonna talk. I feel like it. If anything new happened, I will keep you guys posted. For pictures, check out the Instagram at Love or Obsession Podcast. Please send all messages and suggestions to Love or Obsession Podcast at gmail.com. It's Queen. I love you guys. Peace out.